Time for the new music report here on 2SER Breakfast. Steaming in from the Paddington End, music director at 2SER, Lachlan Holland. Hey, mate, how you going?
Take your mark, Danny. Thanks, mate. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you very much. Hey, tons of stuff going on musically here at the station at the moment. Don't know if you listened to that Back to Funk barbecue broadcast from last Saturday. What was that like? 6 hours of straight-up funk music?
6 hours of unremitting funk, soul, disco, reggae, and other things. So if you tuned in on Saturday afternoon and into the night, we did a live live broadcast from the Back to Funk 45th birthday.
Shout-outs to the Lady Hampshire for that one. Shout-outs to Back to Funk for being 45 years old and still being able to dance.
Yep, and throwing it down. And it was a great afternoon. So the party went on into the night after the broadcast.
Yeah.
But, we had 6 hours straight on air there, featuring sets from Tim Ritchie, Pete Pasquale, Boo Boo Mark, and Del Piero, and all Miguel D'Souza cameoing back, former host of Back to Funk briefly and the Mothership Connection. The full replay of that should be up on the 2SER site today.
Just if you've got 6 hours of time to spare and you want it all funk all the time.
Well, it's also, short feature interviews on there about the history of the program. It's really interesting about how it got started with John Potts and the different people who were caretakers of that program over many years, and just a great 6 hours of music.
Indeed. So, we're out there on the streets. That's where 2SER is. You know where else we are. We're here in the studios. We've recently had 12 Point Buck do a bit of a live set here at 2SER, which we've got available for you to check out on our YouTubes and various other social media channels. Just the latest in a series of collaborations with our friends there at Soft Spot Were Recordings, where we're showcasing some of the amazing musical talent we have in the country and specifically in this city. That was wild, that 12 Point Buck set.
Yeah, incredible video. You can check that out on 2SER YouTube. And 12 Point Buck, three-piece featuring Yael on drums as well as Mum and Dad on vocals, guitar and keys respectively. Maybe I got that the wrong way around. But incredible video. And Tom and Nina, who put that together and record that and lovingly post-produce that into a real work of art. There's a whole series of those now at 2SER that we've recorded here.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful document of some great emerging bands from this city.
Heaps of artists coming in doing live stuff on the station. I don't know if you were listening to Will and Eva G there on Monday, just gone by on the Daily. They had a very special guest in the form of Sarah Levins.
Sarah Levins, popped through because Sarah Levins is a local vocalist, musician, singer-songwriter, but many other things, and co-collaborated with a lot of people as well. But she's just released I Spy, which is her second EP. Came out on Monday.
Beautiful.
So good timing popping on the Monday Daily, and had a great chat with Eva and Will there. But also, to talk about that release and an upcoming show that she'll be doing to launch that at the Vanguard. That's at the end of the month.
Oh, nice one. July 31st at the Vanguard with Yasmina Siddiqui in support. I'm very much liking this I Spy EP. What do you reckon for the new music report today, seeing as this is new music? Let's have a cut from it.
Let's go for it. Yeah, so it's a five-tracker, and Sarah says herself that it's based on the nature of circle of season time. It's very loop based, and also very acoustic. So let's jump into it. Great new independent release from this very city.
Indeed. Sarah Levins here with Evergreen on the new music report, 2SER Breakfast.
Like a summer storm at night, you came around and it flew in right on time. Up into a swollen tire, releasing pressure, breathing out a gentle sigh. Swept up religious for tonight. Your name's the only prayer that I wanna recite. You're gonna leave me, hey, I wanna be that last to know it, last to find it out. Cause if you're gonna leave someday, I wanna keep that memory of it as we are right now. I know it's right, I know you're right. to you in grocery stores and crowds, brown paper flowers, butterfly. It is an offering, an altar to it feels right, like when you left the wrong time. The sound of swearing even when it's not polite, two bodies tangled at the spine. Swear I was buffering before I knew your outline. So if you're gonna leave me, how you wanna be that lost and know it lost to find it out? Cause if you're gonna leave someday, I wanna keep a memory of it as we are right now. I know it's right.
Sarah Levin's there with Evergreen from the new EP, I Spy. If you want to catch the interview that Sarah had with Will and Eva G on The Daily here on Monday, it's available on the website, 2ser.com. You're tuned in just in time for the new music report. Our music director, Lachlan Holland, is in the house with us. Hey, mate.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Oh, pretty all right. Morning, everyone. Going all right. I don't like to talk. I don't like to make myself the centre of this thing. This is for everyone. This is very communist. I shouldn't have said that, should I? What are we going to listen to next on the new music report?
People Power. Actually, so we're going to jump a bit further afield than Sarah Levin's. We're going over to Cambodia.
Cool.
So I got an email a few weeks ago from a label called Kongchak Records, who are doing some great things on sort of the emerging artist scene from Phnom Penh.
Yeah.
And they sent an email through to submitmusic at 2ser.com, which is the email to submit music to 2ser. but they were just they're an independent label, and they had this fantastic, I guess it's an album, you could maybe describe it as a various artist compilation. It's basically a performance featuring classic Cambodian traditional musicians working with their contemporary newer musicians in more, you know, say hip-hop and electronic styles. And it was, I guess you could just say it's fusion of sorts, but fusing, you know, older Cambodian styles such as Malam and traditional folk and things like that with, the more contemporary. And they put out this great record called Electro, and they call themselves the Electro Collective.
Yes.
And they...
There's an apostrophe in there between the elec and
they're
the
They're not tro. Making it easy on it, but I guess if they if they wrote it in Khmer, it'd make it even harder on us here. But so... It's Electro Collective, and the album's Electro, and they this came about from a live recording at the French Institute of Cambodia, that they an afternoon performance they put on, and then it was tracked and recorded and post-produced, and this is it, and it's out.
All right, let's play a song from it now. What are we going to listen to?
Let's go. It's a track called Quantic Love.
Ah, we love Quantic. This is 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you.
That's Electro Collective there from their album Electro, a song called Quantic Love. Playing that for you as part of the new music report. Two down, one to go on the report. Music director of 2SER, Lachlan Holland, what's it going to be?
It's always really hard to choose things, Danny, but I thought I'd keep on more of a soulful contemporary tip here. But there's a new track from Mondo Freaks, ooh, who are based in Nam. They're somewhat of a mega collective. They're featuring people like former of Sydney, Jade McRae on vocals, Graham Pogson, who is the bassist of the Bamboos, is one of the key drivers of this. Aaron Mendoza on keys and vocals as well.
Mendoza!
I think going off their photos, are about a 12-piece, and so they've been just quietly releasing a few tracks through the start of this year. If you sort of the Melbourne R&B and soul and disco sound, you'll feel this. They're also maybe tapping into a modern soul and boogie sound that's probably reminiscent of greats like Leroy Burgess. Yeah. I think even a few members of Mondo Freaks were part of the touring band for Leroy Burgess when he was out here back at the end of 2019. They've got a new track out called Won't You Decide.
And people just can't be in one band these days, can they?
No, there's sort of everyone.
It's not enough.
It's very a side project. It's very
Lego-like
at the moment, but it really does speak to incredible talent to be able to jump around and cross collaborate and do those things. And that does seem to be the way that a lot of people move this way, and that's why it's such an interesting seeing the jazz and soul and disco scene in Australia is really blowing up.
I love your work. I love you coming on into the studio. I love the fact that there's a band called Mondo Freaks, thusly proving that all the good band names are not yet taken. Will I play a song from them now? What are we going to listen to?
Why don't we go? Well, it's called Won't You Decide, and that's this track.
That's made it easy to decide. See you next week, mate.
Thanks, mate. I'll see you soon.
Cheers, our breakfast.
More than just friends.